After several years of conceptualizing billionaire and serial entrepreneur Quentin van der Berg has collaborated with celebrity photographer John Russo to release 100 Making a Difference, which is a coffee table book that celebrates charitable people and organizations on a global scale. Published by Quentin van der Berg Media, 100 Making a Difference highlights the most impactful social champions in the world, from activists to celebrities, totaling 143 charities from around the world. The book features a collection of incredible photographs of passionate human beings who are dedicated to improving the lives of others through their tireless charitable work and the organizations they support. To talk to us today about this book is Quentin himself. Welcome to the show, Quentin. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. Weather's not looking great, but hey, at least we're not in a drought.
Can you please tell us more about yourself and why are you considered a serial entrepreneur?
So a very interesting question. Obviously born and bred into the business world, coming from a business family. From a very young age, actually, I was selling things in school, and I think I always had that in my blood and DNA to become a businessman. I don't think I wanted to do anything else or study for anything else. So it's like within your DNA to become something in this life, and it's about finding that gift that you really don't understand whether you have it or not. Eventually, you'll find it. And for me, it's about being a businessman. I live, eat, sleep, drink business, and obviously trying to make a difference at the same time. But more so, being a serial entrepreneur is a very interesting comment about a person. For me, more so, I feel guilty if I'm not working. I feel guilty if I have a weekend or a holiday. So I haven't had one. And I think that's the challenge and the energy you get from people around you from getting things done and making things happen that no one else can is really what drives me. It's not about the money that comes and that goes. I think it's more about doing amazing things in this world that we've been subjected to, even through the pandemic. It's challenged people, it's challenged your entrepreneurial spirits to come out of the starting blocks and redevelop yourself and make a difference within your own lives and with your own families and go out and hustle. So I think that's, I respect people that give it their all. It's not about how much money they have. It's really about how much they give it every day and how much effort and how much work they put into their own careers that makes a difference for me. And I can respect that all day. So for me, yes, a serial entrepreneur is defined through all those qualities. And it's a sacrifice that not many people are prepared to do and to give and obviously to give up. But if you really want to be a serial entrepreneur and you want to make the most of your career and your life and your future, just remember now's the time. So go ahead and make it happen for yourself.
Can you please tell us more about 100 Making a Difference and where the idea came from?
100 Making a Difference was a brainchild of John Russo, one of the world's most renowned photographers, shooting only A-list celebrities. So from that, I met him in LA through a dinner that we were having and through obviously having lots of conversations about the foundation work we're doing around the world. John was telling me about this book and basically what he had is conceptualized with all of these A-list celebrities around the world that he had been shooting, obviously not knowing that these amazing people had obviously been doing foundation work for a very long time. They're not very vocal about it, and they don't really talk to people about what they're trying to do as impact and so forth. And also so they're not really on the media about that kind of thing. You know, they're more so about what they're doing and what's just been launched, or it's a song or it's a movie or XYZ. And I was really driven by knowing more. And through that conversation, I immediately said I wanted to get involved. This was several years ago, and the book was not really conceptualized and fulfilled at that time. I think they had 40, 50 people done. And through that organically, there was a lot of people that just came along and wanted to be part of this journey and grew and obviously made it into this book where it was no longer 100 Making a Difference, it was more like 143 Making a Difference. So amazing foundations, some amazing initiatives. You can think of anything from any walk of life making impact and change in this world is in that book. And more so these amazing individuals that have given their time and sacrificed their time to make a difference is something I greatly respected, something that I believe in my DNA and my way that I work in the world. And for that, I can respect. And I decided to put my name and obviously my foundations and money behind this to make sure that we can go out there and make a difference by giving this book a voice, more so these people and these individuals and these foundations an amazing opportunity to raise funds for their causes. So that's where this concept came from.
How will the proceeds of this book be used to aid charities?
By purchasing one of the 100 Making a Difference books, which you can order online, all the proceeds go towards this foundation. So there's no leakages. It is audited. It's run by a foundation wing, which we obviously are promoting through various channels and through the celebrities. We have not done our major launches yet. It's a soft launch at this stage due to the fact that I'm South African and based in South Africa. We've done quite a bit of media in South Africa, but we are aiming to do a lot more overseas. And once this pandemic sort of comes to a halt or we can do events and stuff again, we are planning to do some amazing work around the world with these individuals. So basically, right for now, you can order your book online, and all the proceeds from purchasing that book goes towards these 143 foundations, which is split equally.
Quentin, why do you think it's important to, or let me say, why do you think it's important to be charitable?
I think to be charitable in today's times is everything. I think if you're able to contribute a small portion of what you earn or, you know, your income or your business, giving your time, efforts towards people and the problems we're having out there, specifically now that the pandemic has affected hundreds of millions of people, if not billions of people around the world. Individuals like-minded for myself need to get involved and need to start putting either their time or money behind their area that they're from or country that they're from and so forth, and start bringing a voice to making change in the world. Because without us, a lot of governments are letting people down. The funds and stuff that people were promised are not being given, specifically in third world countries. So I think it's very, very important that big corporates, private companies and individuals get stuck into giving back. And more so, you'll be amazed what that does for you. I believe from a very young age, by giving as much as I have, it's been received and given back to me tenfold. And I know that sounds like a comment out of a statement or a book, but I'm firsthand believe and live that. And I don't understand why I've been given the opportunities I have, but I know that I come from a charitable background and I give it because I want to. And through that, so many amazing things have come my way. So try it out sometime and tell me what you think.
What was it like working with photographer John Rousseau on this book?
So John is an interesting character. I love working with him. He's such an amazing guy, good energy. I think that's why he's so liked in the Hollywood world. He gets along with everyone. He's a socialite, he's a hard worker, amazing photographer, so natural at what he does. And obviously I struck a good friendship with him from day one. We talk every now and again, but like I say, he's an amazing guy to work with. And the mere fact that he put this together on his spare time, his own money and everything to give a voice to 143 foundations, again, I can respect him to the ends of the world. And yeah, I look forward to many more years of friendship and good work with John.
What message would you like to give the children listening to this interview?
So I hope that children and adults are listening to this interview. But if it's children listening and, you know, the message out there in today's times, we are hitting very problematic times and an era that is going to become more difficult to create a career out of. If I was young and I understood this and I knew where I wanted to go with my career, as I did when I was very young, you know, from a teenager, I knew I wanted to become a businessman and I knew that I wanted to enter that world and make money. And not to say that you will understand that right now, you understand what you want to do with your career. Otherwise, I just say you got to give it your all. And, you know, you got to back off a little bit off the social media aspects and everything else that's driving people to go insane. I think you need to start really listening to the voice of where are you going to go one day and what do you want to become one day? Do you want to work for somebody or do you want to become your own boss one day? And by doing that, you need to start hustling today. You need to start thinking of ideas. You need to start coming out with things that you believe can work. And even although you're going to get 1,000 doors knocked on you and closed and might sound like silly ideas to adults, it doesn't matter. It's what drives you to become that guy one day like I have become. You know, I was a young man with many dreams, and today that paid off. I was working and hustling at a very young age, and that is the differential between becoming a great success or not. So go out there and make it happen for yourself.
Quinton, is there anything else you would like to add?
So for me, the tips that I give most people and most young people that I come across is quite interesting. I stick to my way and version of where I've worked throughout my career. What has paid off for me has been persistence, knowledge, listening, making sure that every day I progress to develop myself better. You know, if you're working from 9 to 5, it's a wrong philosophy. Never answer that question in an interview. Always say you're going to give your best. Always say you're going to give the most that you can. If that's arriving first at the office, leaving last, always being available, always being wanting to learn new things every day. Surround yourself with very clever people and listen to them, because that knowledge is something that no university or school can ever teach you. And that's the most important thing that I can give to anyone who's listening to this today is, you know, myself, I've not read any books. I've had to learn the hard way. I've had to hustle and I've had to adapt and evolve every single day of my career. There's not a single day I've gone into I've not learned something new. And it's only because I surround myself with extremely intelligent people all the time. And if you're not surrounding yourself with those people, go find them. Because at the end of the day, you can learn everything that they know and they've studied for several years within just a few conversations. And it's the art that you need to understand of how to deal with people, not over hustling, not over playing your cards, and just being you. You know, at the end of the day, people either accept you or not. But at the end of the day, if you're going to fake that, it's going to come out. And anybody who's half good at what they do, entrepreneurs and top business people, they're going to read straight through that. And that's been the reason why you're going to have a lot of closed doors on you. So be passionate, be real, and be persisting on your career at any given day, all day, and never give up. So that's my advice to young entrepreneurs. Yeah, so yeah, thank you for having me, and I really appreciate the time today that you guys are giving me to explain a few things. I wish you all a happy festive season and a blessed new year of 2022. I hope that my tips have helped, you know, maybe give you guys a little bit more inspiration for the coming year's challenge. And I wish you well and have a great day.
Thank you for the interview, Quinton.